Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Manager of Cotton Agronomy, Soils, and Physiology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For the Beltway, if we look at some of the major points or the things that we're going to try to target, there's key agronomic, pest management, economic, policy issues that we're going to talk about. The agronomic and pest management problems are issues that we're looking at, weed resistance, preventing it if you don't already have it, managing if you do. Weed resistance is really spread. We're seeing suspected cases of palmer resistance in Texas and Arizona. Another issue is managing the energy-related expenses. As the fuel, energy costs go up, our input costs have gone up drastically, with fertilizer and irrigation really being our main energy-related expenses. And trying to tie all this together with the weather patterns that we have, kind of give you a heads up on what the coming year might be like, and that really has a play in the decision-making process on our crop mix that we have. When you tie all these together, industry, extension researchers, the Cotton Council, even the people want their information, expect to receive their information a little differently, and we're seeing social media change and evolve to meet that changing need that end user has for information. So a lot of those things we're going to touch on at the Beltwide.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at our out-of-pocket expenses, certainly some of our energy-related expenses really come toward the top. And when I think of energy-related expenses, I'm talking about irrigation and fertility. And so it makes it that much more important for growers to get the biggest bang for their buck that they can. There's new products that are being tested as nitrogen stabilizers so that more of the nutrient that's applied is available to the plant. It's not lost. Looking at timing, experiments with timing, research with various sources of fertility, a number of those things are going to be discussed. When we look at irrigation, there's a number of irrigation scheduling programs out there, and a lot of those programs are free. Take some of the information that you have that may be unique to your farm, and use that to help schedule irrigation. Even programs are available to look at help sizing the holes. If you're irrigating with polypipe, you size the holes so that your water all gets out at the same time. You know, I've visited with a farmer in past years when they've used some of these irrigation scheduling programs to help them be more efficient. And one farmer felt like that he increased his efficiency of his irrigation about 25%. So the bottom line was, he said, "Bill, I think using this program helped me change $4 diesel to $3 diesel." But some of the things we can do to better improve what we're doing will have a big impact on the bottom line.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Unfortunately, weed resistance is still a major topic out there. It's causing problems not only in the cotton patch, but in our beans and our corn and our grain sorghum. And weed resistance isn't just a cotton issue. It's a whole farm issue. So what we do in our cotton, what we do in our beans, what we do in our corn certainly impacts cotton down the road. I think in parts of the country we're seeing the fields are a lot cleaner this year than they have been in the past. So I think people are getting a better handle on it. But again, this resistance issue spreading. We're seeing suspected cases of resistance in Texas, even in Arizona. So this problem is spreading. We certainly want to keep the spread from occurring. So we're trying to increase awareness, trying to educate folks, producers, what they can do to keep this from occurring on their farm. And if it is present on the farm, what they can do to help better manage the weed resistance. It is a problem that's really impacting the profitability at the farm level.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Social media is really evolving at the farm level. It's becoming just a powerful tool that industry, extension researchers are using to deliver results, information about what's going on in the field, because there's so many of our pest problems that travel from south to north, some move from east to west. But knowing what's going on down the road in a neighboring state is really important. And social media, some of the various tools that are available, help pass that information on almost in a real-time basis so that those involved in the decision-making process can make better decisions, know what's coming down the road, can better plan for what they'll be facing.